Evacuations and injuries after a Tennessee derailment.
The chemical on board the train is highly flammable.
The government investigates major airlines
accused of conspiring to keep airfares high.
Tornado Alley lives up to its name.
Just check that out! It just took the whole building in front of us.
Good morning. I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. A train derailment has forced thousands of evacuations in eastern Tennessee.
Firemen come up to the door and started knocking on it. Woke me and my dog up.
The train was carrying flammable gas and caught fire when it went off the tracks in Maryville, south of Knoxville. Many of those evacuated are now sheltered at a local high school and may not be able to go home for a day or two. Volunteers got to work there quickly.
It's very challenging because, first of all, you hear the numbers, like 5,000 people being evacuated. We're just prepared to take every who walks in the door.
The Blount County Sheriff's Office says at least 10 first responders have been hospitalized, with more expected. Now people in the Marysville, Tennessee area have been told not to drink well water because of possible contamination. The June employment report is out a day early because of the holiday weekend. The Labor Department says the economy created 223,000 new jobs, with the unemployment rate dropping to 5.3%. No surprise to PNC senior economist Gus Fauché. He says he expects good numbers for the rest of the year.
This should be the second best year for job growth since 1999. We should add more than 200,000 jobs per month throughout the year, and we'll see the unemployment rate continue to fall.
3 days away from a voter referendum in Greece, a top Eurozone finance official says it'll be incredibly difficult to assemble a new bailout package if the country votes no. The Dutch finance minister says the Greek government is promoting that no vote with unrealistic expectations. Eight people believed linked to last week's deadly beach attack at a Tunisian resort are in custody. Police say four others have been released. A gunman killed 38 people before police shot and killed him. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. With many high-profile events in this country this 4th of July weekend, many cities are on heightened alert after the Tunisia attack, and almost simultaneous ones in France and Kuwait. New York City Deputy Police Commissioner John Miller.
I think that could actually signal something significant. When you see the simultaneous attacks, when you see that each one was markedly different in terms of tactics and procedures, what you're seeing is an organization that is starting to develop a complex external operations attack.
Miller says some 7,000 police officers will be on duty for New York's huge fireworks show, just in case. Rescue workers are looking for survivors after a ferry capsized just off the central Philippines coast. Officials say at least 36 of the 189 people aboard were killed. Reporter Barnaby Lowe.
Survivors say the bow of the ferry suddenly rose from the water before it tipped over and started to sink. Search and rescue workers were able to get to the site immediately, but rough sea and weather conditions may delay the efforts.
The Justice Department is looking into collusion between airlines to keep seat availabilities low and prices high. More from CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
With airline profits at an all-time high, federal investigators want to know if the major airlines are working together to fix prices.
I'm not surprised that the issue is being brought up.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
I would be very surprised if the Justice Department could actually make the case.
After years of mergers, there are fewer airlines offering fewer seats with flights filled to capacity. That alone would boost prices. Add in faster technology.
Someone raises a fare, it shows up on their website, somebody matches it.
The government would have to prove airlines were talking or signaling each other before adjusting ticket prices. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Missouri is at the heart of Tornado Alley, and last night's severe weather near Kansas City met at least one tornado touchdown. Loretta Kellogg was working in downtown KC.
It was very, very short. It was less than 30 seconds of, you know, sound that we heard. The building and the walls shook. We could hear the air conditioning units being pulled off the roof and being slammed back down onto the roof.
The touchdown was actually in Lee's Summit, Missouri. There was damage, but officials say there were no reports of injuries. For many, Hillary Clinton is the presumed Democratic presidential nominee, but Bernie Sanders' campaign appears to be picking up steam.
Now,
last night, the Vermont senator spoke to his largest crowd yet, some 10,000 in Madison, Wisconsin.
The issue of wealth and income inequality, to my mind, is the great moral issue of our time. It is the great economic issue of our time.
The Episcopal Church has voted to allow religious weddings for same-sex couples just days after the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage. Church member Katie Sherrod is at the church's General Convention in Salt Lake City.
At the heart of Jesus' message is love. love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And what we did was rooted in honoring those commandments to love one another.
The Episcopalians elected the first openly gay bishop a decade ago. Federal judges have told clerks in Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas that they can no longer refuse to issue marriage licenses for same-sex couples. Later this morning, a public hearing into safety defects and recalls at Fiat Chrysler. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into whether the automaker followed through with recall notices and fixes. Here's WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
Fiat Chrysler had hoped to avoid this hearing by promising to move faster to fix product defects, but the government says there are too many examples of the company dragging its feet. Kelley Blue Book's Carl Brower says those examples will be laid out in today's hearing.
There has just been, a slow completion rate on too many of these recalls, especially given the nature of some of these recalls, which are quite dangerous.
The process could result in multi-million dollar fines against Fiat Chrysler. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The U.S. has formally asked Switzerland to extradite 7 indicted FIFA officials as part of the investigation into corruption within soccer's governing body. The charges include bribery, racketeering. We now know who the U.S. women will play in Sunday's World Cup final.
She plays it forward. O'Gini was there. Missed touch. Did it go in the goal?
England kicking the ball into its own net has heard on Fox Sports. That gave Japan a 2-1 win. They'll play the Americans in a rematch of the last championship Sunday afternoon in Vancouver. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup, honored with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. In the workplace, promotions are not just about what you do and how well you do it. It's how you look and behave.
Looking to climb the corporate ladder? Well, it helps to fit the bill set by the boss. And according to a career builder study, even something as subtle as an exposed tattoo or piercing can hurt your chances.
Employers are going to look at your professional accomplishments, but they're also going to look at your professional appearance or lack thereof. They're also going to look at how professional your behavior is.
Career Builders' Jennifer Graz.
Employer said, if an employee has a negative or pessimistic attitude, if they're regularly showing up late to work, if they're using vulgar language, leaving work early a lot.
Excessive gossip at work is also a no-no. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
The Washington Post reports that TSA has paid passengers some $3 million over the past 5 years for claims that airport screeners lost, stole, or broke luggage or stuff that's inside. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday, July 2nd, 2015. I'm Peter King, CBS News.